The United Nations just wrapped up an event focused on gender equality. A number of international universities are committing themselves to it, as are some world and business leaders. Gender equality is the concept that men and women have exactly the same opportunities and rights in society, and that they aren't discriminated against based on gender. This can include what people are allowed to do, where they work, what they're paid. These all factor into gender equality.
Women in the United States have it better than many in the world. They aren't forced into marriage at a young age. They can leave the house without their husband's permission. They can pursue an education, serve on a jury, and vote. But there are ways the U.S. lags behind other nations. For starters, roughly 84% of countries, including Afghanistan, guarantee gender equality in their constitutions. The U.S. Constitution does not. Then there's paid maternity leave. Studies show it's good for families and for businesses, which is why many countries insist on it. In France, for example, women are guaranteed at least 16 weeks paid maternity leave, 26 weeks if it's their third child. New moms in Estonia get 2 full years of paid leave. Only 4 countries in the world do not guarantee any form of paid maternity leave. The United States is one of them. It's the only high-income developed country that doesn't. According to the World Economic Forum, the U.S. ranks 65th out of 142 countries in wage equality. Higher on the list are Egypt, Russia, Thailand, Honduras, Ethiopia, and many more. In 2013, women who worked full-time in the U.S. were paid 78% of what men were paid in nearly every occupation. And that gap is even worse for women of color. Hispanic women in the U.S. earn just 56% of what white men earn. And then there's the question of who's the boss. After the 2014 elections, women held less than 20% of seats in Congress. And there are 4 men for every 1 woman on the board of the country's 500 largest corporations. Norway was the first country to instate a quota for corporate board seats, saying women had to fill at least 40%. Other countries like Spain and the Netherlands followed suit.